So today, we're talking about the digital divide between older generations, such as the baby boomers, and the current Generation Z. Now, this term, the digital divide, is used to explain those whom have access to technological resources and those who don't. Now, this term may seem black and white, but those in the Generation Z were raised and born around this technological advancement and having a smartphone or a computer or just internet access within their home growing up. Versus the baby boomers, they were given and introduced to this technological advances midlife, so it's a little harder for them to be knowledgeable in this subject. Because of this, there is an advantage that the Generation Z have over the baby boomers, that is. Upon this generational gap and those whom are more familiar with it, aka millennials or Generation Z, it's a big correlation between the resources that they have access to in comparison to the baby boomers, whom are not as knowledgeable in this topic. So they're not able to access like the resources that we have. That is internet itself. It's a super wide range of topics and information that anybody can access and is freely based. But that's if you know how to access it. And though coming from Generation Z and knowing about it and being able to just do a quick Google search, I view that not many people are able to do it as easily as I am or people within my generation, just because that's all we knew. We grew up with smartphones, computers, Wi-Fi, classrooms with like smart TV screens and all that jazz. In comparison, when the baby boomers, they have to learn this, such as learning a foreign language when you're 40 years old and you've been speaking English your whole life or Spanish your whole life. So it's a lot more difficult for those whom aren't as young, I guess, just to say, to learn this technology and internet and being able to access it. Now, when we talk into play about the digital divide and equal access, this is going back to socioeconomic groups, or those in cities and those in rural areas, or educated and non-educated into the technology advancements. Just because Generation Z has way more access to the internet, which is a broad network of information that everyone should have equal access to, it's giving a disadvantage for the baby boomers, because they not only have to be able to, one, get a computer, get internet access, get a smartphone, and then pay for a data plan or plan it, period. So those who are given this access not only have way more information and skills that they could learn, but just resource period-wise, people that are in the Generation Z or even millennial generation, per se, have way more of an advantage. Now, this knowledge and resource gap can pertain to those that are learning English or learning math skills for, say, the GED or the HSED. And that is really surreal for me for the reason that I'm currently enrolled at the Literacy Services of Wisconsin. And that is teaching adults and older students basic grammar, English skills, and mathematical skills. And throughout my time volunteering at this establishment, I honestly think about how if those enrolled in this class were able to gain access to the internet or just were more knowledgeable in it than, say, I was, then they would be able to, per se, self-teach themselves or learn on the internet English and all these skills that they're learning in person, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, but I'm trying to depict the generational gap and the knowledge gap and how there's a correlation in between the two. And that's really due to the fact that technology is not as easily accessible as many seem to say. Upon speaking to many peers and colleagues and also doing research, the digital divide is still a real reality today, per se. The White House broadband report in June 2013, which only is a few years ago, granted, showed that only 71% of American homes have adopted broadband, and a figure lower than in other countries with comparable gross domestic product. This is coming from a resource that I gained through the internet. And see, that itself is an advantage that I have. I was able to get that statistic straight from a Google search from a scholarly resource. In comparison to those who don't have this access due to technology, knowledgement, or due to, as I was saying earlier, socioeconomic reasons, that they are not able to get this easily accessible information as easy to per se that I was able to. To better depict this correlation between a generational gap and the knowledge gap, people that aren't able to access the internet per se as easily as I've been trying to depict versus like Generation Z or those that were grown and raised with technology around them, they're at a, quite frankly, a large disadvantage. They cannot gain easily accessible information such as statistics, information on ELL, English, math, skills. You could teach yourselves coding, anything that you could really think of, versus somebody who doesn't have access to it. They are without that information or without that teaching skills or knowledge. And that is a matter of literacy, democracy, social mobility, economic equality, and economic growth, because those who are able to get this information have many more skills, accessible at least, not always gained, but accessible in comparison to those who don't. Now, when I state it like this, it seems black and white. Now, why don't we just get computers and teach older generations or those who want to learn information and computer skills? There are computer classes, but then again, it's going back to socioeconomics and whether or not they're able to afford those classes to learn or able to get the internet and get a computer. Now, you may say, oh, this could be within the Generation Z too. I feel it's way more easily accessible because those lower generations, they not only, that's all they know is smartphones, computers, Wi-Fi, but they're also given it in school and they're given it in the classroom compared to the middle-aged baby boomers. They have to go out of their way to seek this information. And they're quite frankly at a disadvantage of gaining all the access that we are equally able to. Okay, so I'm bringing in a colleague to ask about their opinion and what they think about the digital divide. Could you state your name?
My name is Tegan.
So, Tegan, do you believe that there is a technology or knowledge gap between generations?
I do believe that there is a knowledge gap between generations. I think there's definitely a stigma it creates between generations, as if the younger generations, as opposed to the older generations, are using it spitefully, maybe.
True.
In a sense.
No, I totally understand. So how do you think technology gives an advantage and in what aspects?
Technological advances are the only way that you can, you know, shift your aggregate supply and demand to the right. You can maximize full potential. That's the only way you can advance, and that's, you know, we've seen that.
True. No. Okay, so do you have any experiences or events in which you viewed this technological advantage occur within, like, two individuals between a baby boomer's, like, grandfather or any older family versus Generation Z or millennials, the younger age, who are more informed in technology?
I think that's actually really interesting to look at, because if I'm in the same room with my grandparents and my parents, there's huge differences. Like, obviously they know this is a phone, this is a computer, et cetera, et cetera. But my grandma using a phone next to my mom, who's like now using FaceTime and stuff like that, there's a huge,
kind
of lost in time gap.
There's a little gray area in between that.
Yeah,
I totally understand.
Like, a positive aspect of that is, like, I think it's great because young people are so involved with it that it's a way for them to bond with older generations. Kind of teaching them something.
Yeah.
Whereas
you become the teacher.
Yeah, usually it's them teaching us.
Student becomes the teacher type
deal.
Totally understand. And just one last question. What steps or actions do you think can be improved or be instated to improve technological knowledge for generations that aren't as familiar with, such as your grandmother, or just anyone in the non-knowledgeable generations, mm-hmm. I should say.
I think a lot of great steps have been taken so far. Mm-hmm. Phones like the Jitterbug, and then they have like those Amazon things that have cameras on it that mm-hmm. they've been targeting the older generations, because there's not a lot of buttons, there's not a lot of key steps and information that
simpler,
they need to...
Simpler, dumber down.
And you can sit in your chair and look at your grandchildren that are thousands mm-hmm. of miles away.
No, that's actually a great answer, and I like the aspect of the Jitterbug. For those that don't know, the Jitterbug is a phone that has large numbers for those who have hard of seeing. It's a lot easier for them to use in comparison to a touchscreen iPhone and mm-hmm. mispressing buttons.
And I've seen that, like, in iPhones and stuff like that, they are making everything a lot bigger. They're more user-friendly for any mm-hmm. age, which I think is why younger kids are picking up on it so quick.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tegan. I appreciate your opinion and your time, taking your time to
Thanks
be in my lovely podcast. I appreciate it. Now, through everything that was discussed, honestly, there may or may not be a definite solution to this problem. And it's mainly just for the reason that it's a generational gap, and those that are younger of age and learning a new subject, it is much more easier in comparison to those who are middle-aged, 40 years old, trying to learn this internet and technology as a subject, which is much more difficult for those. Going back to my example of learning a language, people that learn a language when they're a lot younger shows that they're able to gain that language a lot easier in comparison to somebody learning Spanish, per se, at the age of 40. But going through that, there could be other steps that could be implemented in order to change this gap and digital divide, per se. And some of those steps, like the Jitterbug we were just talking about, or any other easier technology software for computers, could be implemented, like a dumbed-down Windows or a dumbed-down Mac operating system for those that need to learn.